A letter to hockey dads. A lesson for every man. Hey, it's Dustin. If you're a hockey dad, this one's going to hit you in the ribs and the heart. For the ones who know what a bar down is, or that sound of a puck ringing off the metal. You know, I used to think the rink was just a place to drop in, drop off, and check a box. But now, I realize it's one of the last great arenas where fathers and sons, or fathers and daughters, still meet in the quiet between plays to pass on the sacred code. The tape, the tie, the handoff. That's what today is about. Let's start with the tie. It begins when they're little. They sit on the bench, shivering in their gear, eyes wide, skate laces like spaghetti. They look up and say, "Can you tie them for me?" And of course, you do. You pull the laces tight. Not too tight. Just right. Double knot. Tuck the ends. Pull the shin pads down, a dad's touch. You kneel there on cold concrete, tying not just skates, but trust. Then one day, they wave you off. "I got it, Dad." You smile. You nod. You give a thumbs up. But inside, something shifts, because this moment you've been preparing them for feels a lot like they don't need you anymore, and that's the point, isn't it? Every lace you've tied was a handoff in disguise. Then comes the tape. Stick tape. Handle tape. Blade tape. Toe drag perfection. Each kid has a method. Black or white. Heel to toe. Clean lines or frayed chaos. But to a hockey dad, it's not just tape. It's how they're learning craft. You spot the obsession over every detail. The right number of wax wipes. The curve they copy from their favorite NHL guy. That one kid who insists on sniffing his glove before warm-up. You watch your kid become someone, you see a style emerge, a voice without words, and you realize this is manhood, arriving in small rituals. And then, the handoff. They start carrying their own bag, wheeling it across the parking lot while you trail a step behind. You remember when they couldn't even lift it. Now, they're the first to the door, or maybe the last out of the dressing room, again, talking about who got the Heart and Hustle Award. And your job shifts from gear manager to quiet supporter. You move from tie your skates to how'd the game go? You're not just raising a player, you're raising a man. And here's the thing, the rink is one of the last places where masculine etiquette still lives, where the unspoken rules matter, where you shake hands after the fight, where you clean up your tape bits before leaving, where you look a coach in the eye and say, "Thanks, coach," where you learn to lose, and where, if you win, you do it with class. That's the kind of etiquette I want my boys to know. That silence in the locker room after a hard loss isn't failure. It's formation. That showing up early and leaving late isn't about being the best. It's about being ready. So to the hockey dads listening, if you ever wonder if it's worth it, the gas, the time, the money, the early mornings, the late night tournaments in towns you can't even spell, let me say this. Yes, it's worth it. Because you're not just building a player. You're building a man who knows how to show up, how to prepare, how to lead, how to lose with grace and win with humility. You're building a man who will one day hold a job, raise a child, lead a team, and remember that how he taped his stick mattered. Not because of the tape, but because of the intention behind it. Here's what I've learned. You can't control the score, but you can shape the character. You can't stop the handoff, but you can be present for it. You can't play the game for them, but you can teach them how to skate through storms. And maybe that's the greatest legacy a dad can leave. A kid who knows how to show up, even when it's cold, even when he's tired, even when the other team looks tougher. So, if you're the dad tying skates this weekend, take a second longer. That little flash of, "Thanks, Dad," they're too cool to say out loud. And if they're already tying them themselves, good. That means you did your job. Now do the next one. Be the man they're proud to mirror. Not just in the rink, but in life. Don't underestimate the dressing room. Don't forget that tying skates is a ceremony. And don't ever think your presence goes unnoticed. Because one day, long after the final buzzer, they'll still remember how you showed up. Early, cold, smiling, proud. The stick wax, the backwards hat, the muddy gear. That was the real trophy, and they'll carry that long after the bag stops rolling. If this episode made you think of your own dad, your own kid, or the skates you used to lace up, share it with someone who's walking that same hallway today. We grow this show not by going viral, but by building something real. This is the picture of wealth. It's not just dollars, it's discipline. Not just investing, it's intentional living. We're building legacies that make sense on a spreadsheet and feel even better in the heart.